Well, hello guys, I thought I'd just give you an update of the Payoneer saga. And no, they haven't released my money yet. You know, it's funny, when I joined Payoneer, they sent me an email saying my account has been approved with a big tick. Of course, that was until I got some money into my Payoneer. Then all of a sudden, my account wasn't approved and they needed more verification. But of course, they tell you that they need verification, but they're very vague about what verification they need, so they can always disapprove your verification. Now, I have been in touch with customer service, which is absolutely dreadful. And when you receive something back finally from customer service, it's like a robot's answered. It hasn't told you anything, it's just as confusing as their site. And it seems to be all just for keeping your money, so you can't get it. Now, when I went to join Payoneer, I did a search online for reviews. And it seemed to be very good reviews, reasonably good reviews anyway. But since this has happened to me, I've dug a bit deeper online. And I almost wish I hadn't. Because I have found loads of people exactly in the same boat I'm in. They can't access their money. I've sent a complaint to Payoneer and told them that they can just send the money back to sender and I'll find somebody else. But of course, they can't do that. And of course, if you close your Payoneer account, you'll never receive the money. So where does it go? And I've heard lots of people have just given up getting their money and forgot about it. Once again, where does the money go? Now, you multiply this by thousands of people that they must have that they haven't given them money, and that will turn out to be an awful lot of money for doing absolutely nothing. And how is it even legal that a company receives money earmarked for somebody else and holds on to it and won't give it out? And this company is a very visible company. Surely the authorities must see this. Why aren't they doing anything? And like I've said, I've sent more information and documents to Payoneer than I have done the passport office to get a passport. And it's still not good enough. I mean, can you think of any reason why Payoneer cannot just send the money back to sender? Of course, there'll be a small fee. Now, I have just received another email from Payoneer, but I haven't read it because it seems to me it's going to be more gobbledygook. Apparently you're talking to the customer service manager, but the reply is always an automated one. It never seems like it's from a human, even though you wait quite a few days to receive a reply. More hurdles that I can't get my money. So I just acquired a few tips on a certain site like MGTOW TV, and all I wanted to do was transfer that money to my account in the UK. How hard could that really be? And Payoneer advertises that's exactly what they can do with ease. Well, apparently not. But they seem to have already taken their percentage out, so that means they've already made that money for absolutely doing nothing and not providing the service that they say they can. I don't feel like a Payoneer customer. I feel more like a Payoneer victim. And if you look online, you will see there are absolutely thousands. If eventually I do receive my money, it'll be a goddamn miracle. For those of you thinking going with Payoneer, don't. All the reviews online you see quickly are fake. Any company that's online and supposedly this size, who has a terrible customer service, is obviously a big red flag. I mean, just thank God the money I've got isn't that much. Can you imagine if it was lots of money and you're in the same boat? I mean, some people's livelihoods are online making money. Where's the protection the customer's supposed to have? Sorry for going on a bit there, guys, but it really pisses me off. I'll keep you updated, guys. See you later.